DNR spokesman Tom Willits in Eau Claire says the company planning to build the ethanol plant, Cooley Area Renewable Energy, applied for an air permit in December. Willits says plant emissions will be less than needed to require an environmental assessment.
Sulfur dioxide, nitrogen oxide, carbon dioxide are all less than 100 tons per year after the controls are on. This plant will have a thermal oxidizer to control emissions. So if they're below 100 tons per year, then no environmental assessment is required.
Well, it says the DNR has had few complaints about plants the size of the one planned in Sparta. Meanwhile, City Inspector Todd Fawning acknowledges Century Foods' concern about odors affecting a sensitive food product it makes. Fawning says it's unlikely the plant will have any more effect than a number of odor-producing industries already in the city.
They're well within their rights and their limits as far as their air quality permits go. We have a golf course that's right next to Century Foods that, you know, twice a month sprays chemicals on the whole course. There's 70 trains that go by there every day.
Fawning says the city will be putting more restrictions on the ethanol plant than it has on any other business in Sparta. The plant is expected to produce 40 to 50 million gallons of ethanol a year. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.